So scripture reading for today from the Psalms again, Psalm 131. And I'm reading from the Good News translation. Lord, I've given up my pride and turned away from my arrogance. I'm not concerned with great matters or with subjects too difficult for me. Instead, I am content and at peace. As a child lies quietly in its mother's arms, so my heart is quiet within me. Israel, trust in the Lord now and forever. Who am I? And where do I find my identity? Who is God? And what role does God play in my life? And do I even need God in my life? In three short verses, this is what the poet talks about in Psalm 131. But the most beautiful moment in the psalm is how this poet, despite all the questions of life, openly declares his dependency upon God. So what I want to do with you this morning, I want to invite you to walk with me through these three verses for a moment. And I want you to see three movements. And these three movements in the psalm build upon each other. So you got one step, the next step, until you meet this climax of the whole story. So walk with me through these movements. And the first movement that I want you to notice in verse 1 is the movement that I would like to call of humility. So here's the picture that he paints. And you have to read in the lines and outside the lines and between the lines. In that first verse, he paints a picture of thinking back when he was young and in his youth, that typical passionate aspirations, and I can conquer the world, and I can do it all, and I don't need anyone's help, and I don't even know if I need God. God, you just watch me. I can do all of this, kind of where the angels fear to tread and just go flying in there, right? But then he says, I've lived life, grown up a little bit. And he says, I found my place, and I also found who I am in God. And he says, what I have discovered is this, that I am not God, or I am not even above God, if you want to put it that way. And because of that, I can leave the God things to God. I don't have to sweat the God things. I don't concern myself, he says, with matters and things that are far beyond me, that I have no control over, that I don't know how to handle. Those are the God things. And I can leave that to God. God can handle that himself. I discovered that I don't need to try and defend God. Why didn't God do this? Where is God in this? Why couldn't God stop this? Why couldn't God? I don't have to defend God. I don't have to do the God things. I don't have to try and do God's work. No. What he discovered, he says, is what I need to do is to come stand before God in submission and trust. But here's the thing. The only way that we can submit ourselves to God and trust God is when we come to God in humility. There's that first movement where I know my place and I know who I am. But I also know who God is. I can trust God to take care of me. And Matthew 6 is such a beautiful example of that. Why are you concerned about food and drink and clothes and all that kind of stuff? Look at the birds. Look at the flowers. Doesn't God take care of them? So how much more will he take care of you? Your Father knows what you need even before you ask. I can trust God to do God's work in this world. He's done a pretty good job right up to now, don't you think? What I need to be concerned with is my relationship with God. And when I look at that, I need to make sure that I know who God is. He's the one who says to me, I am who I am. And that Hebrew word is so beautiful. It says, I am who I am. I will be who I need to be. I will become who I need to become. I will do what I need to do to take care of you. That's who I am. I discover God. God loves me unconditionally. There is no conditional clause on the side. If you do this, if you look like that, if you... God loves me, warts and all, messes and all, stumbles and all. I discover God. God who breathed this world into being, continues to breathe His breath unto this world and breathe the Holy Spirit into this world and breathes that breath of the Spirit into my life and breathes into me so that I can live and nothing can stop the wind of the Spirit in me. But I also know who I am. And I get to know who I am when I stand before God in humility. Then I learn that I am God's child. And just write that word down for a second, child, because we're going to come back to that. I am God's child, not God. I am God's child. I'm accepted. I'm cared for and loved. I am who God says I am, and not who the world says I am, not who the world wants me to be, not how the world wants me to be. I am allowed to just be God's child, accepted and loved and cared for. And the moment I can get to that movement of humility where I submit myself, who I am, before God, into God's hand, and become who God wants me to be, it's when my life is filled with the second movement, with God's peace. We find that in that second verse, and I'm not going to read it again. You can go read it again. When he moves this metaphor image from youth to grown up to verse 2, to little baby being held in its mother's arms. And I just want you to look at this image of this baby again for a second. And imagine this image. So mother's got the baby, holding the baby against her heart and in her arms. And in that moment, this baby does not see itself as the mother's equal. This baby does not want to be independent of the mother. Actually, the baby thrives in its reliance upon the mother. And because of that, because it allows mother to be mother, because it's there and doesn't want to be equal or more, but says, I'm okay, I to rely on you and to know you hold me and you care for me and you're going to do everything you are going to do for me. This baby is at peace. There is no stress, no anguish. It's all gone. Just look at it again when he takes these words and he puts one upon the other. I am content. I am at peace. I am quiet. Where does the anxiety come from? Where does the anxiety come from? Doesn't it come from our self-reliance? Self-sufficient. Leave me alone. I can do it all. I'll take God's place. I'll do the God things moments. Not depending on God, wanting to be independent, wanting to do everything myself, and it causes this anguish. Can I ask you something? Do you want peace? Are you looking for peace? Can I tell you where to find it? Just walk to God and go jump on His lap and allow God to hold you against His heart and reliance upon him as his child. And that brings us to that third movement, verse 3. A movement that I would like to call hope, trust, and waiting on the Lord. When I've learned not to insist on having everything my way and doing it my way, when I have learned to depend on God and to submit my life on God, that's the moment when it becomes possible for me to independence wait on the Lord. And the word that he uses here in the scripture that is translated in this translation with trust. In the NIV, it's translated with the word hope. In the Hebrew, it's the word yachel. Yachel also is the word for waiting in expectation. To continue that image of verse 2, like an expectant mother, waiting in expectation because she knows I can trust this process. There is hope. There is a baby that's on the way. And that's what happens. I can wait on the Lord, independence on the Lord, and trust in him, that God is taking care of me, that God will be there for me, that God will walk with me, that God is in control of this world, that God takes care of the God things. I can wait in hope because my hope is in the things that I cannot see, that I cannot hold, but that I know that are true because I have seen God's work in my life and in this world. And why can I do that? Why can I wait expectantly? Not because of who I am, not because of what I've done, but because of who God is and because what God has done. Because God is the one who took his own son and took him off his lap and put him into this world so that we could nail him to a cross, so that I can walk up to God and God can take me and put me on his lap and hold me against his heart, and I can know that I am content and at peace, and I can be quiet and my heart can be quiet because I'm with my Father. We asked the question in the beginning, who am I? The poet says, I am child. I am loved. I am cared for. We asked the question, who is God? God is the Father who opened his lap so that I can climb in and take my place where I need to be, against the heart of the Father. Amen. Pray with me. Father God, thank you for what you did, for taking your son off your lap so that there is place for me to go sit, and that becomes my place, place of honor. But thank you that it's a place of humility, submission, dependence. It's a place where I can find my peace. And it's a place that's filled with hope and trust, and where I can wait and wait on the Lord, knowing that you are there and you will care and take care. What an amazing God you are. We adore you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.